Amen.
Amen. Thank God.
Amen. Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen again. Hallelujah, God. Mm. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to your
so
name.
When we look today, we're reading King James Version from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 13 through 17. And it reads, "But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning yes. chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, yes. whereunto he called you by your gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast, hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or by epistle. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which have loved us and have given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts, establish you in every good word and work."
Amen. My God, my God.
Because God has from the beginning chosen you to salvation.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
And today we just want you to understand, God says, the power of three in one.
My God.
The power of three in one. We live in a society today where most people do not believe that they can stand alone. Mm. We always have to have somebody go with us. Somebody who agrees with what we're saying. Somebody who's willing to, quote, take the risk. Mm. Somebody who's willing to share the load.
My God, my God.
But nobody wants to go by themselves. Do I get a witness here? Is there anybody you want to go by yourself? No, we want somebody to go. We go to churches all over the world because we go where somebody else is believing the same thing we believe. But I want you to understand something today, but that was not always God's plan. Matter of fact, it was not God's plan for you to be by yourself. So let's Amen. Dispel one lie right now. You are never alone.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Word Thank says, you, Lord. If God be for us, who can be against us? We are yes. never by ourselves. Now, I want you to keep that in perspective, because that's the most critical piece of information that you can have for the rest of your life. That's wisdom, to know you are not alone. God is always with you. If yes. you've accepted him as your personal savior, he ain't never going to be away from you.
Thank you, Lord.
We said earlier, we talked about David in our prayer. David knew, even though he was a shepherd boy and all the soldiers and the warriors who were bigger and taller and better trained, he said, "I don't care what y'all do." He said, "Surely the God that I serve."
Surely.
And we ought to be saying today, surely the God that I serve
yes.
will not surely, allow this world surely. To defeat me. Surely my the God. God that I surely. Serve will not allow my situation. Surely the God that I serve will not allow my mm-hmm. family. Surely the God that I serve will not Hallelujah. Allow my neighborhood. Surely mm-hmm. the God that I serve will not mm-hmm. have an impact to allow my gender, my family, and my children, and my children's children not to be. But surely the God that I serve will mm-hmm. not allow any of this to have an impact.
My God, my God. My God.
And you know, there's a truth to that. Why? Because the power of three in one.
Yes.
There's a power of three in one. There's a power of three in one. I'm just excited. There's a power of three in one. Thank you.
Say on, preacher. Say on.
So I just want to share a couple of hallelujah. Father, Amen. Son, and the Holy Spirit. You got it. You got it already. But I want you to understand something. It's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, but it was in you from the beginning, because that's the way God meant it to be.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you.
So today, I want you to understand a couple of concepts we're going to talk about today that are proven in God's word. The first one is this thing called transference. Mm-hmm. Transference is typically a legal term. And Sister Rodney said, man, she understands that. She's using the legal terms. You're a lawyer, you understand. But it says it's an act or process or instance of transferring something. Oh, yeah. If you've ever bought a house, the title transferred. Now, I need you to understand it didn't fully transfer to you because you still got an outstanding balance. But once you pay it all off, then they finish the transfer process.
Yes.
But until you pay the balance in full, you get a part ownership. Now hold on to that. Nah. Says it's the redirection of feelings and desires. This is used in psychology. It said the desires, especially those unconsciously retained from childhood towards a new object. In other words, when we're going through some stuff in our lives, and there's a counselor, you might not go to a doctor. It could be a neighbor, a pastor, a deacon, a friend, a teacher. It could be somebody that you trust, but we begin to transfer the feelings to them and not to where we should.
Amen.
It could be a good thing or a bad thing. A lot of times when people didn't have a daddy around, they wanted a daddy. And if it was a daughter, they grew up with a daddy complex. And so many of our young ladies have grown up, and the minute they met a man that sort of simulated what they thought a daddy should be, they attached.
Yes. Yes.
And when they attached, it'd be good if it was a good man. But if it wasn't a good man, it turned into a bad thing.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing happened for some of our young men. They didn't have a good connection with mama or a good connection with daddy. So as they grew up, they attached the things they associated to be what? To manhood, and became attached to those things. Oh, I wish I had time. I can tell you that if you talk to 95% of the gangbangers, they wanted to have a good daddy, and now the gang leaders become their daddy, and they'll do whatever they tell them to do because somebody loves me.
Amen.
My God. My God.
I'm telling you, they'll steal, they'll kill, they'll murder. The women will go out there and sell and give everything they got because somebody takes care of me.
My God.
Yeah.
That ain't the kind of love that we're looking for. But that's a transference. But there's also a positive thing about this thing, transference, that we transfer the good and things that we've learned. You learn how to love, you transfer love. You learn how to you transfer cooking. You learn how to do the right thing, you transfer the heart to do the right thing. There's a transference of power. Whenever one president leaves an office, they transfer power to the new, or the new Congress. Whenever a new CEO or a new manager comes in, the transference of power moves.
Yes.
So if I had to give you a synonym, it would be what? Movement, a transaction, a application. Yesterday when I was planting my peppers I'd gone and remixed my dirt again. I said I needed to do that before I planted them, so they've been just getting watered. But I had to transfer some new soil, some new peat moss, some new mushroom compost, some new vermiculite, and mix it all in. I couldn't just throw it on top. I had to transfer the good of the new with the old so that it would all be refreshed. So I mixed it in and turned it over. Then when I planted the pepper plants, there was something magical that just took place. It wasn't magic, it was holy. They were sort of wilting a little bit, but when I put them in the refreshed soil,
my God,
all of a sudden I dropped a few drops of water and they stood straight up.
My God, my God.
I said, God, it wasn't supposed to happen that fast. At least overnight, God said, when I do something, I do it immediately.
Amen.
Whether you see it or not, it's done automatically. God. That's transference. That's the concept of transferring something God. To you. There's another concept. There's another concept. It's called inherent. Inherent means existing in something as a permanent, essential piece or character or attribute.
Mm-hmm.
It's the permanent, it's essential, and it's a characteristic attribute. It exists already and it's permanent. It says to be vested in someone as a right or privilege. In the Latin word where it came from back in the 1600s, it says in, towards, to stick. So when something is inherent, it sticks. When something is inherent, it's permanent.
My God.
When something is inherent, you can use the synonyms. It's imminent, it's built in, it's inborn, it's ingrained in its name. It cannot be snatched out.
My God.
It's got a permanent residence, a permanent place.
Yes.
Oh, somebody already getting
go
me.
Ahead. Go
somebody
ahead. Go
already
ahead.
Getting
go
me.
Ahead.
So we're going to talk about the transference and its inherence. And we're talking about you. So the first thing today, we understand the power of three, the power of three in one. Number one, first point today is three in one was always part of God's plan.
My God.
It was always part of God's plan to transfer his love to you. You don't have to believe me. We're going to use the scripture. If you go to Genesis 1:26, right? 1:26, somebody know it. You can quote it off the top of what? He said what? 1:26 said, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them what have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air, over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image, and the image of God created him, male and female. Now in chapter one, we know what? That's the overview. But when we get to chapter two, we really look at it in chapter 2, verse 7. It says what? The Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground. And then look what he did. And breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living creature. That was always part of God's plan, that God would be in you.
Thank you, Lord.
See, when God Lord. Blew his breath into the dirt of the nostrils and gave you life, that meant God transferred living life into you.
Thank Amen. You, Lord.
So from the day that you were created as an egg, the day that you were born and took your first breath, God was in you. Now, before anybody check out and go, but that ain't Jesus, I'm going to get there. But God's plan was always to be in you, because his plan for you was that you were going to be greater than everything else he's ever created.
Yes.
So I digress. That's why can't nobody compare man or woman to a dog or a cat or an animal. It just ain't right. It cannot happen, because we don't compare to no animal. We are greater than the animal. So anytime somebody tries to compare you to an animal, a dog, or whatever it is, they miss the mark, because God don't do that.
Amen.
He loves his birds. He loves the snakes and animals and elephants and gorillas and everything else, but they don't compare.
Amen. Amen.
That's the truth. So this was always the three in one. Then you have to understand that was God's creation, but you don't have to stop there. Somebody know what the word says in John 1:1? Somebody quote it. Well, I don't have to read it. Somebody quote it. What does John 1:1 say? Come on, y'all. Y'all know. In the beginning,
in the beginning was the Word.
The Word was God.
Was with God.
And word
was with God, and the word was God.
In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God.
And the word was God.
Yes.
That's who Jesus is. He said, he talks about Jesus being the word. So God in the beginning, Jesus is the word. He was with God at the beginning.
Yes.
So God was not part of himself. That shows us too. God said, let us, right? That shows us too. But then if we flip over to John 15 and go to John 15, well, watch this thing now. Watch this thing now. Watch this thing now. Say John 15, verses 16 through 19. He says what? Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordain you what? That ye should go and bring forth fruit, that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. These things I command you, that you what? Love one another. If the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hated you. Oh, Jesus said, because I chose you, I know who you are, you're going to go through some things. So yeah, there's some transference.
Yeah.
But then if you skip down to verse 26 and 27, look at what he says. But when the Comforter is come, the Holy Spirit, when the Comforter is come, who I send unto you from the Father, the Comforter, I'm going to send, but it comes from the Father, because when it said, let us, all three were there, said, I send to you, what, from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeded from the Father, he shall, what, testify for me, of me. So the Spirit is going to testify of Jesus, and Jesus testified of the Father, but the Father sent Jesus, and now Jesus sends the Comforter, and the Comforter, so all three are there together, and they chose
us. Thank you, Lord.
And if I go back to Genesis, when God blew his breath into us, all of it was there.
Yes, my
God.
That
was God's plan. All of it was there. We were never going to hurt, have to learn anything. We were never going to sin. It was all perfect. That was part of God's plan.
Amen.
Say, you should bear witness. Why? Because you were with me from the beginning. That was part of God's plan. So today, you need to know that no matter what anybody says, you're not a mistake. You're not an afterthought. I don't care how you got here. I don't care what the circumstances were between the man or the woman who were used to bring you. It might not have been a good circumstance, but God's plan is in you.
Thank you, Lord.
God gave you life. He covered all that guilt, all that stain, all that hurt, all that pain. God created. So when you took your first breath, it was good and very good.
Yeah.
Don't let nobody transfer their limited intelligence on you.
My God.
We have destroyed too many people. Well, your mom and daddy, this, that, and the other. He did this to her, and that ain't can't, and I can't look at. You don't be worried about what you can't look at. If God blessed you with a baby, then God done bless you that that baby got a purpose. And that baby's life is going to be powerful because God is in them.
Amen.
My God.
Let me teach for a moment. See, we understand that babies are covered by grace, right?
Yeah.
Because when they don't know the difference to make a choice, God covers them by grace. That's only possible because God's plan was in them in the beginning.
Yes.
Oh God. That don't come from your prayer. That don't come, Lord, cover my baby until they can make a decision on what faith is. No, you need to train them up to know faith. Quit thinking about, well, cover them. They already covered.
My God.
Save that prayer. Pray, Lord, teach me how to teach them and train them up, because they covered till they can think for themselves. So you got to pass on knowledge to help them think, but they covered already.
My God.
So this was the three in one, the power of the three in one, the power of the unity, the Trinity that we talk about, that too many folks are out here teaching God, and they ain't talking about the power of three in one. They ain't talking about the full gospel. They talking about a piece of this and a piece of that and a piece of that. But we believe in the whole gospel, which is the three in one, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
My Lord.
So it was always part of God's plan. Now we know that something happened, don't we? Sin came into the world, right?
My God.
And when sin came into the world, we were separated. We were separated.
Yes.
From God. Didn't say that God left us. Say we were separated.
Thank you.
Was something that kept us from hearing God, something that kept us from surrendering to God. So we were separated. So what happened is we had to depend on the presence of God to always show up. Mm. So in under the Old Testament, while we were separated from God, they had to call down God. And as they worshiped God, they called God down and God would show up. Mm-hmm. And God used terms, I have heard your cry.
My God.
And then God would show up like a pillar of fire, or God would show up like a cloud, or God would show up through his miracles one by one by one, or God would hear the prayer and he would change the consonants of those who were eating less than the others ate. Y'all know what Daniel did, don't you? Hey, Daniel ate less than what the rest of them ate. He didn't eat no milk, but Daniel was. Look better. God showed up and showed who he was. Oh, I don't have to stop. He said, and God, they went into the fire. They should have been burned up. The guy said, well, wait a minute. Didn't we throw three in? But why do I see four? Because God showed up and showed the protection, because we were separated from God. God had to show up and cover us.
Yes.
His presence covered us. But let me tell you, God's presence is inherent in you.
Thank you, Lord.
You don't have to believe me. I want you to know it in the word. Go to Luke 3. Go to Luke 3. Just look at what the third chapter of Luke says. In Luke 3:22, he says, and the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him, and a voice came from heaven which said, thou art my beloved son, and thee I am well pleased. When Jesus had tried to start his ministry, God showed up with the presence of the Spirit as a dove to show the world, look at him, my son.
Mm.
The three in one was present right there. The Holy Spirit looked like a dove, that's all right, descended upon Jesus, and then God spoke. He declared, this is my son.
Yes.
Can you hear him today?
Thank you.
Hush, hush, can you? Mm-hmm. This is my child. This is my baby. This is my Sean. Mm-hmm. This is my Myra. This is my Solomon. This is my James. This is my Valerie. This is my your name. This is my Tony. This is my Judy. This is my. Do you hear it calling your name today?
Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Because he's inherent. He's calling out to the spirit that's always been in you. Mm-hmm. Now, there's some beauty of all of this. When we come to know Jesus Christ as our personal Savior and confess it, oh, now we feel it and we acknowledge it, but it's always been inherent in us. You don't believe me? Look at 2 Thessalonians, verses 13 through 15. What does he say? He said, look, but we are bound, Paul said, we are bound to give thanks, who? To God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God has from the beginning, not in the afterthought, not when he got around to it, from the beginning, when he created you and blew his breath, from the beginning, God chose you. The salvation through what? Sanctification of the Spirit and belief. He knew what he was going to have. He knew it, but I'm giving you my breath that will hold you and keep you until you come to your right mind to surrender to me. For a teaching moment here, for something to teach. That's why God never gives up on anybody.
Amen.
Thank you.
Okay, but now that's why, since the three in one is in us, we got to stop giving up on folks.
Say I'm preaching.
You got to stop talking about folks. We got to stop hating on folks, because for the rest of their life, until their dying breath leaves their body, they still got the opportunity to surrender to what's inherent in them. God said what? Much so that all men shall be saved. He didn't say just the Romans. He said God's desire and heart is that all men shall be saved. Not just the ones look like me, talk like me, live like me, want to work. I don't care how much sin they do. God's desire that all men might be saved. It's got to be that way, because he blew his last breath into us from the beginning. That was his original plan, and his plan was perfect.
Yes.
Amen.
But because of his love, he permitted us to choose. But his plan is that all would be saved. And you want to know something? Look to the future. That's why heaven is heaven. Because in heaven, only God's plan will be enacted. There'll be no sin, no suffering, no pain, no crying. Everybody gonna get along. No denomination, no races. We all gonna look like the color of the angels, dressed in white robe. He just gonna know you by the presence of there.
My God.
Amen.
We can't transfer our finite thinking to God. He transfers his infinite thinking to us.
Amen.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, you don't have to stop there. You don't have to stop there. Somebody go look at Titus. In the book of Titus, the third chapter, in verses 4-7, he says, look, but after that, the kindness and the love of God, our Savior, toward man appeared. Not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior. That being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Ooh, God said, because Jesus did it, and Jesus, one of the three who had the power of all three, saved us, washed us, cleansed us, forgave us for our disobedience.
Say on, preacher.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, let me do a rewind and make this over just for imagination point. When Jesus saved us, he did a rewind and put the fruit back on the tree that Adam and Eve ate of. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. He said, I'm going to take the fruit that you done ate and digested. I'm going to rewind it. I'm going to take it back, put it on the tree so you don't know no different. You just know me.
Hallelujah.
That's what the regeneration and the washing and salvation. God said, it's as if it did not happen. You are washed as white as snow. You are free from your sin, free from your doubt, free from your pain, free from your anger, free from your doubt, free from anything that does not look at me. I'm restoring you to have control over everything.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Bless your name. Oh God.
So the presence of the three in one, the presence of the Trinity, the presence of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, it's in us. When Jesus prayed, he said, Father, you've given me these, and I'm glad that you gave me these, and I'm glad that they have accepted you. But, oh, Father, I'm not just praying for these. I'm praying for all those who will come after these. That's what the song of blessing talked about. Say, it's a blessing not just for you. It ain't just for you. It's a thousand generations. It's for what? For your family and your children and your children's children. Yes, Brother Tony, he told you to pray for the salvation of your family. He wasn't just even talking about your current. You got grandchildren that are going to come, and children's children that you don't even know about yet.
My God.
Yes,
that's
sir.
What God told us to pray for.
Jesus.
And oh, by the way, don't just think physical family.
My God.
Your family grow when you find another child in the spirit.
Yes.
That someone has sent, God has sent you to parent, to nurture, to love. They're going to have family and more family and more family. And as we grow and grow and grow, that blessing is over all of them.
Yes,
Lord. Y'all realize that blessing in numbers we are benefactor of today, it was transferred down through all the generations to us today?
Thank you, Lord.
It was inherent because God made us from the time we took our first breath.
Yes.
Glory to God. Lord, I got to remember. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
That from my birthday, Lord God, you blessed me from the day that they spanked me on my bottom or put the sucker right in my nose to take out the stuff that was blocking my car, getting me up from that. Thank you, Lord God. You had it in me.
Yes.
So we know it was there in the beginning. It was always part of God's plan. We understand that the presence of God in our lives is inherent.
Yes.
It was designed to believe in us, to be in us. God blew. He could have said wind inherit. But all through. And if you don't believe me, he could have said, ask Ezekiel. Mm. He didn't say, Ezekiel, blow breath into their body. God didn't come down and say, I'll blow breath into their body. He told Ezekiel what? Prophesy to the wind. Word. And what happened? As he prophesied, they what? Stood up. It became a living creature, okay? And a living army. That was God's miracle. But what he did for us, he blew into us his breath. He blew into our bodies. And every time a baby is born and we take a breath, God personally blew into our bodies.
Amen.
My God.
It doesn't make logical sense. We can survive in a sack of water and grow and get nutrients, and then all of a sudden, we can't have no water in our lungs. We can't have no water around us. We gotta have the breath of God. But that's why it's so powerful, because God is above anything you can think with your own mind.
My God.
Yes, sir, yes.
My God.
Our thoughts are not his thoughts. Our ways are not his ways.
Hallelujah.
He's so far above anything we can think. So thank you, God, for the power of three. Thank you, it was your plan. Thank you that the presence of three in one is inherent in us.
Thank you, Lord.
And then the third thing today, the power that rests in you, the power that's in me, the power that our brothers and sisters, the power to overcome, the power to dominate,
yes,
the power to draw, the power to love, the power to speak and watch things happen.
Amen.
Power
of
three in one is in
us.
You don't have to believe me. Go to your word. 2 Thessalonians 3 verse 16 and 17 said, now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which have loved us and have given us what? Everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, but comfort your hearts, establish you in every good work and work. That said, that the power is in you. God's going to establish your heart. God's going to comfort you. God's going to give you power. God's going to give you peace. He's going to give you joy. He's going to give you long suffering. He's going to give you meekness. He's going to give you humbleness. He's going to give you everything that you have to make a difference in somebody else. They're going to look at you. How did you take all that stuff that they were dishing out to you? Because the power of God is in me, and because God wants me to share what's inherent in me with you, I'll take it. That means you talk about me, I'll take it. That means you abuse me, I'll take it. Because my love is greater than what you're doing. But when you realize that I love you so much, it's going to bring tears to your eyes. And when it brings tears to your eyes, you're going to be a changed person. Because now you're going to be ready to receive the love of Jesus.
My God.
Amen.
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 I shared with them a Bible study this week. God had to show me this. He showed me this week. I got an email this week and a comment was made, good boys don't riot. And it set me off in the wrong direction. And I was determined to say something, but our meeting was canceled that day, and we had the meeting on Thursday, and I went and I saw my boss, and I was okay, I'm gonna have time, but God wouldn't let me speak that. But then while we were having conversation, he said, you don't believe that I was being racist. I said, no, because I know you, but the term has been used so often, and you don't have an understanding. He said, but that's what my grandmother used to call it. I said, but yeah, but I ain't your grandson, and you ain't my grandmother, but understand how society, but then he said something so profound. He said, but I depend on you. Yeah. You my pastor salesperson. You make this office better. I depend on you to stay positive. And all of a sudden, this man in the front of the five of us are there, sat down in his chair and came to tears.
My God.
And he ain't a crier. And I said, okay, God, I get it. The power that you've placed in us to change lives by just being in their presence, that's who we are.
Yes, God.
If it wasn't for God, he might not even want me around there. If it wasn't for God, he might think I would. But because of the presence of God and God placed me, he wanted and depended on me to be there.
My God.
And I said, look at God. That's the power that's in each of us.
Yes.
Just say to yourself, that's the power of God in me. That's the power of God in me. Now, you don't stop there, y'all. Don't stop there, y'all. Because you got to go over to the book of Jude. Okay? You got to go over to the book of Jude. And when you get to the book of Jude, you got to drop down to verse 20 and 21. And in the book of Jude, it says what? But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, doing what? Praying in the Holy Ghost. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ until the eternal life. The three and the power, three in one, is right there in the book of Jude. Praying in the Holy Ghost, what? Keeping yourself in what? The love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ. The three in one is right there. The power of the three in one is right there. We know what? We're anointed praying in the Holy Ghost because he sent the Comforter to take care of us. What? We know that God started and they were all there together. What? In the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave his life to pay the price for us, he said, as if the fruit was never picked off the tree, I'll make you whole again. My blood has covered you, and because you accept me, you got the power of the three in one. You got the power of the Trinity. You got the power, not just of the God of the Old Testament, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but the God of the New Testament, which was born by the blood of Jesus when he died on Calvary Cross, and the power of the Comforter to keep you going over and over and over until Jesus comes back.
Thank you, Lord.
That's some kind of power. I don't know about you, but that's power like I've never tasted. I'm not talking about presidential power. I'm not talking about congressional power. I'm not talking about money power. I'm talking about Holy Ghost power. The Holy Ghost power that will change anybody that comes against it. You can't, Paul told us, but you can't kick against the prick. When you come in contact with Jesus, you got to surrender.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
That's the power that's in you.
Amen.
Stop giving away your power. Please, 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 I beg you, I exhort you. Stop giving away your power.
Say it, preacher.
Seek the Lord while he may be found and know that he is there. Seek him first, the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and watch the power. I got power to live right. I got power to speak right. I got power to talk right. I got power to walk right. I got power not to render evil for evil. I got power to speak to you and tell you this. I got healing power. Somebody told me this week, he said, look, my 97-year-old mama had corona. They tested her once, and that was still, she had it. They tested her twice, and she had, but on the third time, in the name of Jesus, it was gone.
Hallelujah.
97 years old. They said, can we get her blood? Can we get her antibodies? He said, look, you can get all you want, but if you don't know the power of Jesus, you don't know that it's going to work for you. And I had to tell him a new thing. I said, look, no. Because it's in you, it'll work on somebody else because that's the power of God.
Amen.
The power will cover those that don't even know they need to be covered.
Yes.
Jesus told us what? Pray for those who despitefully use you.
My God.
They abuse you. He told us there's an action, there's power in what you do. Then you just go to Romans. Just go to Romans. It's all in Romans.
Sir.
Romans 14, verses 7 through 9. He says, but none of us liveth to himself.
My God.
And no one dieth to himself. Rick Warren. It's not about you. That's what he told us. For whether we live unto the Lord. Whether we die unto the Lord. Whether
thank
we live
Lord.
Therefore or die, we are the Lord. But to this end, Christ both died and rose and revived that he might be Lord both of the dead and the living. The power
Hallelujah.
Of the three in one. That's why Christ died. That's why he rose, for the power and of the dead and the living. He said, not just for you who are the good ones, not just for you because you act like me and you go to church. He did it for everybody.
Yes.
Because Christ did it for everybody, and that power is left. We got to do it for everybody. We got to stop talking, stop ridiculing, stop criticizing, get back to our work. Put our hand to the gospel plow and go to work. Put our hand to the gospel plow and share the gospel. Put our hand to the gospel plow and love somebody. Put our hand to the gospel plow and do what thus saith the Lord.
Yeah. Amen.
Let me tell you what that looks like. I had an opportunity this week. Somebody blessed me this week. They put some money in my hand. So they said, I don't know what this is for. I don't know what this is for, but I'm supposed to give you this. My initial thought was I had spent some money for the garden, and instead of submitting reimbursement, I thought, ooh, this covers that. So I want to submit that. That's okay. That's good. Problem solved. Mm-hmm. Then I was coming out of Sam's Club the other day, and I was getting in my car. I'd gotten some groceries and things. And there was a family. It was a man, his wife, and his two children. And he had a sign standing out in the 90-degree heat. And it said, in need of food to survive. And God said, give him this. And I rolled down my window, and I gave it to him. And it was more than the typical dollar, $2, $5. And he had tears in his eyes. And he said, thank you for helping me. And I drove off, and God said, that's why I gave it to you, do this.
My God.
For the other. You were committed to do the other, so that's done. I've taken care of that, but I gave it to you to do this.
My God.
That's the power of what God does in his move. But then in verses 17 through 19, look at what it says. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy, what? In the Holy Ghost. But he that these things seeth, Christ is acceptable to God and approved of men. Let us therefore follow after the things which make what? For peace and things wherewith one may edify another. All of this garbage and back and forth. My church don't like your church. This brother against that brother. This church against that church. This doctrine against that doctrine. That's for the birds. But when you got the power of the three in one, hallelujah, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and the Son is Jesus the Christ, now you see things move. That's what I like about that video of the blessing. I love the song and Carrie Job and others singing, but when I saw the video of all the different churches, black, white, and whatever, come together and sing a blessing, that represented the power of three in one. That's who God has for us. No matter who you are, don't matter where you go, I'm going to love you. I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to come to your rescue. I'm going to come to your aid. Because in the name of Jesus, it's in here. I'm going to transfer the power God gave to me to transfer to you so that it becomes inherent in you. So that when it's inherent in you, you will transfer. Because when you transfer, you don't give it up.
My God.
You just share it.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Hallelujah.
You like the you wanted to be rich. You like the mortgage company. Hey, they own the money. You like the bank. You can transfer it. They can take ownership and live in it. And you ain't got to worry about it. That's what God did. He said, I give you my power. I give you my peace. I give you my joy. I own it, but I give it to you. Why? Because you are joint heir to the throne. Why? Because you my child. Why? Because you believe in me. Why? Because you surrender me. Why? Because I got work for you to do.
My God.
Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Bless your name, Father God.
There's power. There's power. There's power of the three in one. Somebody say, well, I don't know about this Jesus thing, or I don't know about this Holy Ghost thing, or, well, you know, it only comes from the Holy Ghost. That's not what my book tells me. He sent the Comforter to be in a place where it's supposed to be, and it works with us today, but it ain't just the Comforter. It's all three. It's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, and we get everything because this was the plan from the beginning. Now that we know the plan, now that we know the plan was in us from the beginning, and we understand his presence is with us. Now we know we got the power. Now we can walk unto that power to change life. I don't have to be the tail. I am the head. I understand that clear enough. The head, nothing. I don't have to run and hide.
Look,
I ain't got to be like Elijah was. Elijah understood it, but we don't have to do that anymore. God said, I've equipped you with everything you need. I don't need to have a presence because God is within me. His Holy Spirit is present with me. So God is doing a greater thing than he did before, but he never let him down.
My God.
Man.
He never let them down.
Thank you.
So what does that mean? What does that mean? You look at Ephesians. You look at Ephesians. You look at Ephesians. Look at what he says. He said Ephesians 3, 16 through 19, that he would grant you. God would grant you. God would transfer to you. God would bless you according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. It's on the inside of you that Christ may dwell in your hearts. Mm-hmm. What? By faith in Jesus, God has given you all of it, that ye being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth. And I, so guess what? We can talk to somebody. We ain't got to run and hide. Mm-hmm. We can stand on the truth. I can talk to anybody about Jesus, and guess what? Jesus is going to tell me what to say. Jesus is going to make my words more powerful than their words. They might not accept it, but that's on them. But when I speak for Jesus, they're going to understand that Jesus is love. And to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, and you might be filled with what? All the fullness of God. Fullness of God. The fullness of God. His breath that came into you to give you life. His breath that said it would be perfect. His breath that said what? Even when you turn away, I'm going to make a way to what? You are restored to me and to all the wonderful things.
Yes. Yes.
Then it's what? Now unto him who's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask for. You can't think of anything God can't do. You can't ask anything God can't do. If you ask in his will, watch it.
My God. My God.
Sister Rogers gave an illustration on in our Sunday school. And I've never said this to anybody, and we've never talked about this. But because we ask God early in our lives, Lord, I just want what you want. Somewhere in our life, we ask, Lord, I know one day you're going to bless us with a husband or a wife, you know, each of us, and you're going to make that happen. And I have been seeking and I have been trying and it's just messing it all up. And I finally just gave it over to God. And don't you know the power of giving it over to God? He said, I'm going to show you how good I am. Bang, there it is.
Amen.
You don't understand. I sometimes people don't get it. Oh, it was just a quick marriage. But you don't understand. She shared it this morning. There was total peace in every household associated with us getting together.
Yes.
Amen.
Her mama, my mama and daddy. You research it? Yep, you got my blessing. That's just how God is. But that's how good God is. And he said, what? According to the power that what? Yes, worketh God in us. The power of the three in one. Unto him be the glory of the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. So today the power, the power, the power, the power is in you. The power, the three in one is in you. So when we prayed earlier, we said what? Lord, keep you and bless you. Make his face to shine upon you. That's because the power is in you. I'm just going to play that again, and I want you to understand, as we play that again, and you listen to this blessing, you listen to it. Listen to it with the conviction that knowing that God is who he is and what he does, and I'm just telling you, it's an awesome thing.
My God.
Amen.
Then we going to pray and be on our way for our day. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, bless you and keep you. Make his face to shine upon you and give you peace. In the name of Jesus, go in grace. You heard something, tell somebody. If you didn't, tell me. But the power of the blessing of Christ.